You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.
I've been around Rutgers football for 20 years. This guy is one of my all-time favorites. And he is killing it with the Rams right now, playing alongside Aaron Donald. He is Sebastian Joseph Day in his fourth season in the league. And he joins us right now. Bash, Chris Carlin, what's up, brother? How are you?
Chris, my man, how you doing, man? I appreciate the awesome introduction. You're one of my favorites as well.
Well, Sebastian, I mean, you know, it's amazing watching your career unfold. And, you know, your sixth-round pick a few years ago, and you spend that first year kind of sitting and learning and, you know, on the roster but not active. And each year you've gotten progressively better. Just tell me about the experience over the last few years in the league, continuing to progress as a player.
Oh, man. I mean, the experience has been unreal, man. I mean, truly a blessing. I mean, like you said, a six-round pick, just, you know, wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, and just ready to soak in as much information as I can. I think where I was really blessed in that regard, in the fact of me having so much, you know, veteran leadership around me. You know, first year going in, I'm around on Ndamukong Suh, Michael Brockers, first round pick, Aaron Donald, first round pick, Sue, obviously a first round pick, Dante Flower, first round pick, easily first round pick. You know, like, that's just an amazing, amazing room, like, just to get immersed in, you know? And all those guys were vets as well. They've all been in the league 4+ years. So, you know, I just think being blessed enough to be around that and seeing how that looked like and seeing what the best of the best are and who they were and how they worked and how they went about their business and how they were true pros. They were pros. That's not what we say in the league. When you're a pros pro, you know, you do all the right things, take care of your body, do all the little things and all the in and outs, the nuances of the game. I was just lucky enough to, you know, just be around that, man, and just soak it all in for my first year. So, you know, a lot of credit goes out to those guys as well.
Sebastian, playing next to Aaron Donald the last few years, what have been the biggest lessons that you have learned when you're playing next to arguably the best defensive player in the sport?
What I've learned with playing next to him is I don't know. I mean, I've learned so much. I'd probably say learning the biggest thing I've learned is just probably just playing off of him and learning how to play with him, you know, because Aaron is he's disruptive, man. He's so disruptive. And sometimes, you know, a guy like that, you just don't ever want to get in his way. You don't ever want to get in a guy like that's way. You know, you never want to mess him up with the things that he does so well, because, you know, sometimes, you know, he just plays. You know, he does anything. He could do anything and everything. So I think the biggest thing I've learned just playing with him is just playing fast, man. Just play fast and just not think. Just be violent and be relentless. That's it. Yeah, that's all I can really say about that. Aaron's a great dude as well. You know, amazing football player, but a really even better person off the field.
Sebastian Joseph Day of the Rams, former Rutgers star, joining us right now. If you haven't checked out his show on YouTube, Dine and Bash, it's good for some good laughs and checking out food out in L.A. Season 2's out now. I'm going to tweet out a link here in a few minutes, but you went around SoFi Stadium and, you know, went through some of the food there. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes here. Tell me about the season so far. You guys are sitting there right now at 4-1. Expectations, where you expected to be versus where you are at the moment.
Expectations is obviously, you know, I don't think we're obviously satisfied with where we are. And, you know, I think we should expect to just take it one game at a time and, you know, execute each and every week, you know. But like I said, I don't think we're looking too far ahead. I think right now we're just really locked in and focus on the Giants. You know, the Giants have very good players in Saquon Barkley and Daniel Jones, and obviously got a really good defense with their really good front seven. So that's just kind of where our attention is at right now. We just try to take it one week at a time, Chris.
Now, last couple of years, you've gone through a couple of different coordinators. Wade Phillips retired. Then you had Brandon Staley went on to coach the Chargers this past year. How difficult is that when you're learning under new coordinators a couple of years here in a row?
Oh yeah, it's definitely different for sure. It is definitely a challenge. But you know, I think that's the reason. You know, at the end of the day, that's why they bring you to this league. You know, because they expect you to be able to pick up on new techniques. You know, new defensive calls and new sayings as well, new jargon overall. You know, overall. But yeah, it's definitely been an interesting one, but also it's been an awesome one because I just feel as if, you know, as a player, it just makes you more versatile because you're learning different languages from different coaches, different schemes from different coaches, and it just helps you grow as a player.
Sebastian Joseph Day of the Rams joining us. They got the Giants on Sunday. All right, Sebastian, playing, in LA, you know, it's a different place. You're an East Coast guy. What is that like?
Oh, playing in L.A.? Oh, L.A. it's unreal. It's crazy, man. You're playing in the stadium, and you look up, and you see friggin' Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, LeBron James, anyone you can think of, you know, from any star you can think of. It's crazy because it's, like, it's so funny because, you know, you're playing a football game. You look up at the teleprompter, and you see all these, like, movie stars, actors, actresses, artists. It's funny, but it's amazing, man. It's an amazing experience. There's nothing like it, and the stadium's unreal, man. I'm telling you, the stadium is one of a kind. I've never seen a stadium like it, and the crowd as well. That Tampa Bay game, man, I could even hear myself saying it was insane.
A tremendous win for you guys too at that point. How big of a difference has Matthew Stafford made since he's come over?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I think we all see what the body of work that Matthew Stafford has done already for us. Tremendous, tremendous quarterback, tremendous guy, and tremendous leader. You know, he just brings his lunch pail and his hard hat each and every day and gets to work. And that's not just on game day. You know, that's each and every day. You know, I see him every time I pull up to the facility. He's always the first one there. Obviously, he's the first car in there. So, you know, huge credit to Matt, man. He's an outstanding player, but also an outstanding guy as well.
All right, Bash, tell me about Dine and Bash and what you've been doing with it, because it's a fun series. It's, you know, relatively short videos, but it's, when we last talked about it, it was still evolving in your, you know, what you wanted it to be. But this is one of those things that really allows you to kind of show your personality.
No, yeah, for sure. And, you know, Dine and Bash, man, Dine and Bash, again, is about the community. I think it's about the community and the stories behind these awesome restaurant owners. Because at the end of the day, man, you know, everyone always sees the finished product, right? But they never see or hear the story or the grime that kind of goes behind the process of making that success, right? Making that that restaurant become successful. So I think the point of Dine and Bash and what's it evolving to is honestly about the people, about the community, about the restaurant owners, about highlighting amazing stories of people who've obviously, you know, been through, you know, adversity, decided to change for whatever reason it is, their careers and go into the restaurant business and how they went about it and just highlighting them and their awesome story and obviously the awesome product that they put out each and every day at their restaurants. So, yeah.
All right. So what if I'm going to SoFi Stadium? That's one of the episodes here in season two. What am I going to? What's a go-to in L.A. at that football stadium?
Oh, Tsunami Tots ASAP. The idea of Tsunami Tots.
Okay, Tsunami Tots, what is that?
The Tsunami Tots are, so they're essentially tots. They have a bunch of like three or four sauces on them. It's like a sweet and sour sauce, a spicy mayo, and the eel sauce. It is fire. Oh my God, it's so good. Whoa. I'm telling you, it's so good. And I would get that, and obviously I would get some of the desserts. There's this one dessert.
I think it's the chocolate mousse. It is unreal. Like, it is to die for. I was like, this can't be real. I was like, what is this thing? When they gave it to me, you'll see in the episode of season two at the stadium. I ate it, and I was just in disbelief. And another thing I'd suggest would probably be the hamburger. They do it in a hot dog bun, so it's a little bit different, but it's like,
really?
thinly sliced cheeseburger on a hot dog bun. It's pretty good, pretty solid. Right. Can never mess up a hamburger, man. You can never mess that up.
Sebastian, you got the Giants this week. I know you played at the Eagles a couple of years ago, last year, mm-hmm. I believe, but you know, no fans in the stands at the time. So how many tickets have you had to come up with from all your family coming east here from Eastern Pennsylvania?
Oof, I didn't want to get into that, Chris. it's gonna be fun, man. I'm super excited, I'm super blessed, and I'm just lucky, man. I'm lucky and I'm honored to be able to just be back home, you know, back kind of like where it started for me, and just go out there and play in front of my friends and family, man. It's really an honor, and I'm just excited, man. Words can't describe how blessed I'm feeling, how honored I'm feeling, man. It's crazy, you know. It's crazy.
You know, last one. I mean, there's always talking going on in the locker room, and I would imagine it's been much easier the last couple of years with Rutgers, you know, getting back on track with Coach Chiano and all that. How much are you paying attention to what's going on?
Oh, of course I'm paying attention, man. Each and every week I'm paying attention. I watch every game. Every game I'm cheering them on, man, and I love what Chiano is doing over there and what the guys are doing over there, man. They're playing their butts off, and they're making all the alumni proud, man. They're doing an awesome job, and I know Rutgers is heading in a really bright and great direction.
Listen, man, I'm thrilled for you, and a big year this year for you going into free agency this coming off season. Continue to tear it up, and thanks again for a few minutes, Sebastian. Check out Dine and Bash. I'm going to tweet out that link here in just a few minutes.
Chris, I really appreciate it, my man. Always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for having me, man. Peace out to family. Said hello, and God bless.
Will do. You too. Sebastian Joseph Day, who just is, you know, one of my all-time favorites over the last 20 years. I've got a bunch, but he is right near the top of the list, as good of a guy as there is and one of the easy guys to root for. And I know I sound a little biased with this one. Hey, I am. I'm not going to lie. This guy is just, I've seen him do all the right things in his journey to get better, and I'm thrilled for him that it's worked out the way that it has. And I'll be blunt. Hopefully my guy's going to get paid this coming offseason. I'm excited for him.
You're listening to Chris Carlin on 98.7 ESPN.